You've been very involved in the Red Ribbon Gala, fundraiser for AIDS. Yes. Have you lost friends to AIDS?
In the beginning, I lost a lot of friends to AIDS, and that's the reason that I started really before the Red Ribbon. For 10 years, we did the Candlelight Tour. I started that 20 years ago when Liz Taylor was doing her opening, but this is Tulsa, and it's not New York, and I wasn't Liz Taylor, so it was frightening in a way.
And the attitudes about gays and lesbians would not have obviously been as open as in New York.
But I met with four women and told them that I'd like to do a home tour, a candlelight tour, and it would be a fundraiser for AIDS, St. Joseph's Hospice then, and Tulsa Cares. All four said, "You may have my house." So what an affirmation that was.
Homes, obviously, that people would love to see.
Yes, Nancy Renberg being one, and my sister being another. We didn't know what we were doing. We sent the wrong envelopes to the wrong letters and fumbled and made $40,000 the first year. And the second year, we did $100,000. And within the 5 year, we made over $1 million. So I go around speaking in these places. People will say, "You are from Tulsa, Oklahoma. Where would you live if you could live any place in the world?" And I say, "Tulsa, Oklahoma." It's because things like what they step up and do, and it's a wonderful place.
Tulsa Cares. Tell us what Tulsa Cares is.
Tulsa Cares is the only, because there was RAIN. I was on the RAIN board. I was on St. Joseph's board. St. Joseph's closed because the need is different now. These people are living longer, but people are still becoming infected. The young people are not safe at all. And Tulsa Cares has a wonderful, beautiful food pantry. They even have housing for people that have no place else to live.
When you say St. Joseph's?
It was total hospice, hospital beds and all, and we decorated it up beautifully. But it has closed.
But Tulsa Cares is very functional today.
Today, yes.
And the Red Ribbon Gala comes under Tulsa Cares.
Yes.
And they recently had a big tribute to you.
They did.
Which had to make you feel good.
They said they were honoring me. I thought I would get a little glass table ornament, but it was beautiful. It was a wonderful, wonderful honor. It was a big deal. And humbling, and it was the day after my first radiation. It was great.
You're close to this fundraising, and it's the first time that our city knows about a fundraiser to help AIDS people. Were there people in the community who pushed back to you or said, "Why are you doing this?" or "We don't have this problem here?" or did they give you any negative reaction?
No.